episode number 182. That's right, we drove the Camaro.
Coming to you almost live from the Motor City, Detroit, Michigan, it's the Camaro C28.com podcast with your host Chris Frezza and Jason Debler. Strap in, it's the Camaro C28.com podcast on the air.
Welcome back, everyone, for another episode of the Camaro Z28.com podcast. I'm Chris.
And I'm Jason.
So, we have a pretty long show this week.
Yep.
We have a lot to cover.
Yep.
Beginning with last week's test drive of the 2010 Camaro.
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah. This is going to be
just wow.
This is going to be a long episode because we just got a lot to talk about. Yeah. So if you're on your way to work, you're going to be listening to this on the way home too.
Yeah.
Yeah. We drove it.
Yeah.
I mean, we drove both the V8 and the V6.
Yeah, we had a good time too.
It was great.
We got to spend, about 3 hours?
I think so, yeah.
In the freezing cold.
Pothole. Michigan.
Holy cow.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh. Waiting for the cars to pull up. I think my face froze off.
Yeah, it was...
It was still like it was only 20 degrees, but the wind... Oh,
it really just
God.
Kicked your butt.
I know.
But, yeah, it was great. I mean, it's really hard to
not bad for a couple of fanboys.
Yeah, for these guys that are just GM butt kissers or whatever we've been accused of being. You know what? We got 12 years of.
That's right. We're staying true.
Yeah.
To the site.
We were around before anybody ever uttered the word blog. But anyway, I don't want to get into that. Let's talk about the cars.
Yeah.
What we can talk about anyway. Naturally, whenever we do something monumental like we do, we put up an article, and we did so with an accompanying video. We were not made aware, nor were the people that we were with made aware, that we weren't really supposed to release any details, including the accompanying video, until March 16th. So, we always play by the rules,
of course,
as long as we're made aware of the rules.
Right.
So we put up what we could. It's currently linked on the front page of CamaroZ28.com if you haven't seen it yet. And then come back March 16th for additional details of the drive,
right,
and the accompanying video, which really I think anybody who looks hard enough is going to find anyway because, well...
Oh, yeah, it got scammed off our site.
Yeah, somebody,
and we have no control over
somebody
that.
Somebody swiped it and reposted it, and, well, we can't do anything about that. But,
nope.
Otherwise, wait till March 16th, and you'll see it the way it was originally intended.
Right.
But what we can talk about now is just, Chris, we could start with your overall impressions of it.
Overall impressions?
Yeah.
Well, I drove the V6 car first. And overall impressions is the car is phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
Looking at the two cars side by side, you really can't tell too many differences between the V8 and the V6 car. Of course, the SS had the RS package as well. So, it had the slightly tinted back lights.
The halo headlights.
The midnight
silver wheels. Yeah.
Right.
Big old brakes on that thing.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Which I got to experience firsthand.
Yeah. We just really can't go into great details of the drive. But what we can say is that overall, I was pretty impressed as well.
I'm going to say this. People who are buying the V6 cars are going to be incredibly impressed. Incredibly impressed. There's no... huge gap like there was before when, mm-hmm. He's got a V6 car. I got a V8 car. This car is phenomenal.
It's really, the in terms of overall Camaro quality and performance for the price,
yeah.
The V6 is a
people
clear
leader. People are going to not going to be settling for the V6. I mean, there's going to be people out there, wanting this car.
Mm-hmm.
The
V6 was powerful enough to be a lot of fun. But docile enough to drive every day, all day. Even here in Michigan, I it's one thing I realize is that, you could drive it all day.
Yeah.
But anyway, we'll cover that on March 16th.
Yeah.
A little more in depth than that. We don't want to, it's the way things go. We are expected to play by the rules, and we do, and we're going to try, but it's so difficult. We have so much to say about it.
I know.
Anything you didn't like about it, Chris? I mean, without getting into great detail?
No, because I'll have to get into detail after March 16th.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. I guess unfortunately. We can't do it. It kind of sucks because, you know, we really want to talk about it. That's I'm real happy.
What we can talk about, though, is the looks we got.
Oh,
driving
yeah.
the car.
Yeah.
Holy cow. It was like we're rock stars or something like that.
I thought we were going to cause an accident, people trying to drive off the road looking at us. Or not trying to drive off the road looking
at
us.
I know, because I was following you for the first leg that we did. And you had the cars like pacing you, and you see someone with their cell phone trying to take pictures.
One guy pulled up in a Dodge Charger, the newer style Charger, four-door Charger, and said something like, you know, is it out yet? And Scott Settlemyer was in the passenger seat there, and he said, not yet, but soon. And the guy's like, damn! And then, you know, I'm like, I'm going to race him, Scott. He said, no, you're not.
I know, when we after we swapped cars, and I got in the SS, and you got in the V6, and we kind of lost each other there for a little bit, we tried to pull over and wait for you for a little bit to catch up, and we ended up going through the Partridge Creek Mall, and we were driving through, and oh my God, we were just getting looks like you wouldn't believe. People would just, you know, from the curb of the mall, just like, what is that car? And like, holy cow, that's a Camaro. And then this one couple stopped us when we were driving through the mall. They were in an XLRV.
Nice.
It was an older dude with a younger girl.
All right.
Bacon baked tans.
Yeah, probably not the only thing.
Saying, hey, when did you get your car? And it's like, well, you know, it's not really out yet. It's a testing. Well, yeah, I'm going to get one of those. So.
For my trophy girlfriend.
Yeah.
His daughter.
But it's very interesting to get to see the reaction of people driving these cars on the street.
The one thing that made it really interesting is that, Chris, you know, you and I and probably most of our listeners and all the people on all the websites, yeah, they're on the news, the car news websites and the car community websites every day. But the people that are out there driving, that we drove around that saw us, a lot of them, I'm sure, have never seen one before just because they don't go to the auto shows. They don't read Auto Week. They don't go to MSN Autos. You know, they're more just an everyday person. But when they see this car for the very first time, not only as a concept, not only as an Ivor car with tiger or zebra stripes, and not only as a pre-production sort of deal at the auto show, but a real, it's just suddenly there. I mean, imagine if we had never seen it before, and then suddenly there it is in the flesh,
bam,
complete.
Yeah.
The shock, the
excitement.
I mean, it's like, oh my God. It's like, it'd be like, well, like the first time you ever saw a Camaro, period.
Well, like when we pull over, you know, when we went and got coffee and when we, you know, we're swapping cars, the people who were just, you know, stopping and getting out and talking to us and taking pictures of the car with their cell phones and stuff, it's just amazing.
Like I said, you're literally driving a celebrity. And I said that in the article. Definitely check it out on the front page of CamaroZ28.com right now. So we'll get into more detail you want to get into a little later on.
Oh, yeah.
One video that we could release was something that we threw together for fun, is me showing how easy it is to get in the back seat.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of people are concerned about the back seat. If not, then they just get a Corvette, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So, you know, it's up there. It's at CamaroZ28.com/videos.
Mm-hmm.
And it's me getting in the back seat rather easily.
Yeah.
We're not the only ones to drive it, too.
No.
A week before, our site member, Pat Mann, an old friend of ours, got to drive one.
That's true.
And then just this past week, after we drove it, site member Captain Pete got to drive it.
Lives in Oshawa.
Yeah.
So his next-door neighbor apparently works for the plant and brought one home, so he got to drive it and play around with it, too. So
it's got rather positive reviews.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's
really cool that it's like almost like grassroots of this car coming into the public eye.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not that you hear about it's being produced, and the next thing you know, you're reading about it on the front cover of a magazine, you know, in their closed course test results and stuff like that. It's like real life here.
Yeah, it's actually going to happen.
Yeah.
I mean, we are 2 weeks away from production.
2 weeks, yeah.
From the day that this podcast is released, we're just 14 days out.
Oh, man.
I mean, let's put that in a real perspective. This is, I still say, this is really happening. And it was like the first time you wanted to go see Led Zeppelin and you finally saw them and you're like, that's really them, you know, or whatever, anything, you know, that's something that you waited for so long. And suddenly here it is. You're in terms of product of automobile development, we're at the 0 hour.
Yeah.
They're running now.
Yeah.
They're ready to go.
Unbelievable.
And so am I.
Yeah.
I can't wait. Oh, so other news. Indy 500 pace car now.
Yeah, it's going back to Camaro. It's the first time since 1993.
Yeah.
Wow.
What do you think of it?
Interesting.
Yeah, but what do you think of it?
I don't like it at all.
Yeah, I'm not much of a fan. I mean, it's nice to see that it is a pace car, but yeah. I got to tell you, to be perfectly honest, I think, how do I word
this? Someone went a little crazy with stickers?
Well,
that's
no.
That's what it looks like to me.
I understand that it might not have been able to have been more, but I just wish it could have been more.
Yeah.
I mean, you look at the 1993 pace car, and that was dramatically different. Yeah. It wasn't, this one looks really just like some vinyl stickers were thrown on it. I'm happy to see it pace the 500. Don't get me wrong. I'm happy to see the exposure. I'm happy to see that it's getting out there in one more avenue. But at the same time, it's almost kind of like, maybe if I see it in person, you know, we always say that.
Yeah, that's
see it
true.
In person.
That's what I said too.
But, you know.
The first picture that got released, I actually went to the website because the picture that someone posted on our message board looked like a Photoshop to me.
Right, right.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah, got to see it in person.
Yeah, I'll reserve final judgment for that. But I wish it could have been more. But again, I'm happy that it's pacing the Indy 500.
Oh heck yeah! What else we got going on here?
I guess this is probably as good a time as any to mention that this part of the CamaroZ20.com podcast is brought to you by
Magnaflow.
That's right. These guys have really stepped up to the plate. If I can spit it out, I'm wanting to get some exposure, because I got to think that they're putting something together for the Camaro just like everybody else.
Oh, yeah. So yeah, I can't wait to listen to their little sound clip online there.
Yeah, and I think we might have mentioned in a previous episode that you can go and pretty much listen to just about anything.
Yep.
I don't know if customers submit those or what, but I listened to a few of them. My Trailblazer SS sounds pretty good with one of their kits on it.
Yeah.
So hopefully they'll have something out soon, because, you know, like I said, we're 2 weeks away. Everybody's going to get the cars, especially the people that wanted to put development on it. They're sparing no expense to get one.
Oh, yeah.
So, Magnaflow.com, go check them out. And
we got some other news here.
Yeah, this isn't the greatest, but it's not the worst.
What's that?
The final on the ambient lighting.
Yeah, I like the ambient lighting.
Yeah, but unfortunately, it's not going to be as depicted in the concept.
Well, you know, got to do what you got to do.
Yeah, I think there was a drawback to it anyway.
Yeah.
When we were on the test drive, it was mentioned that some people that were testing it on development vehicles, they found it a bit distracting.
Oh, really?
And I can understand that, where it'd be one of those things where maybe you'd start...
Because it comes across the whole dash? Is
well,
that...
yeah, it's kind of in your line of sight. I mean, it'd almost be like if you turned your dash lights on way too high.
Oh.
You know, and next thing you know, your eye would be going down much more than staying on the road. That's my guess. I mean, I got a feeling that sooner or later I'd wind up turning it off. Maybe here and there, you know?
Yeah.
It'd be nice if we had the option to do that, but you know what? If it can't be done, it can't be done. It's kind of a bummer, but the doors are still going to have the ambient lighting, and really I think that's a little bit better anyway, because they're out of your direct line of sight.
Yeah. Well, I like it on my Cadillac.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very subtle, though.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of gives you like a little spotlight in the wells by your feet and along the dash. It's very, very subtle, though.
I think that this was implemented a little differently.
Yeah.
Which is what became the downfall of it. From what I understand, the implementation, they ran into some issues with it, and they just couldn't do it properly. And I'm glad they would decide not to do it than to do it in a crappy manner, you know, have it be annoying or break a lot or be a pain in the butt. And, you know, take it to the dealer. So there's upsides and downsides to it.
Yeah.
So it's not going to stop me from enjoying the hell out of my car.
No, of course not.
Can't wait.
What do we got going on next here? Lots of voicemails.
Looking at my notes, we might as well get to that. We got so many that we're not going to be able to put them in this week's episode unless you want this one to be like 45 minutes long.
No. We'll split them up. We'll still give away the prize this week and give away next week too.
Yes. Speaking of which, Department of Corrections here. As everybody probably knows who's been listening regularly, we're giving away, we got some goodies just to give away, all sorts of different things, and we're just picking a voicemail each week and giving it to the one that we find the most, that gives us the most to talk about.
Yep.
So last week, it was Camaro Guy 579, if I remember right. And
right.
We and thought that he'd won previously.
Yeah, it was my fault.
No big deal. It's one prize per year. I don't know.
Yeah.
And he's like, hey, I didn't win one yet, so give me my stuff. So it's on the way, buddy.
Yep.
We're working on that. But this week we'll give away something, and we'll get into that a little bit later on. But Chris, why don't you kick off the very first voicemail that we've got this
week?
Sure. Chris, Jason, Mudbone calling. I just left work, and I was on the news and saw where Jalopnik had quoted you all as the first SS review, and I tried to get on the site, and it looks like the whole world has bombarded you. I can't even get on there. So I'll have to check it out later, but I just thought it was pretty wild that you guys got the nod and the first review and made worldwide headlines on Google's front page. So anyway, Take care, and I look forward to hearing about this on the podcast. Bye.
Mudbone.
Thanks for calling in, Mudbone. Yeah, we were the first. But I want to stress that that wasn't the importance of releasing this article. The importance was being true to the enthusiasts and doing what we've been doing for the last 12 years. We're not in a race with anybody. We just want to have fun and get out the information.
Yep, we want it properly, though.
Exactly. We want to play by the rules, just like everybody else does.
Or is supposed to.
Or, yeah, is supposed to, like we've always done.
Which has sometimes been our downfall, but you know what? That's the price you pay for doing the right thing.
Yeah. So,
and that's what we're going to continue to do.
I'm glad we're getting the nod, though.
Yeah. Thank you very much for that. You got another one, Chris?
We got another one.
Hey, I just called and wanted to give you guys a tip. Sean Penn is over at Chaya in Beverly Hills, right off of Roberts. I believe it's a block or two down Robertson. My boss just told me. Thanks. Bye.
I know that, dude.
Okay. Oh, thanks for letting us know about Sean Penn, but why do we care?
I got nothing.
For you LA folks, if you know where that's at, you know, go check it out, whatever. Yeah.
I got nothing.
I can't imagine that being a wrong number call because, I mean, have you ever called into the voicemail?
Yeah.
There's no mistaking that this is the Camaro Z28.com podcast.
The little music, with the intro and music and everything. The whole nine yards, so, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much for that voicemail. Unfortunately, I don't think you quite qualify. Well, actually, they almost do qualify for the prize. We don't know who the heck it was, and they probably don't know who the heck we are either. But I tell you what, if you want to call in and leave us a voicemail, maybe that has a little bit more relevance to, at least a little bit more, here's how to do it.
To stay informed and in touch with the Camaro Z28.com crew, go to the message boards at CamaroZ28.com. If you have a question for the podcast, call the Camaro Z28.com voicemail hotline. The number is 586-486-3182. That's 586-486-3182.
And we're going to do one more for this week.
Hey, Chris and Jason. This is Gleamboy 97 on the message board. Got a question for you. Does the new Camaros come with the traction control where you can shut it off like on the older versions? I know I had a 97 and I was able to shut it off and go nuts with it on the highway or wherever. Of course, I didn't. Hint, hint. Anyways, just had that question out for you guys. So I wonder if that was out there because it came about when you guys were playing in the snow. I saw the pictures and I said, well, I wonder if it had it or not. Anyways, just if you can let me know, that'd be great. Great show, man. Bye.
Thanks for that voicemail.
Yeah, that wasn't us behind the wheel
no.
in the snow.
No.
We were extremely respectful about the vehicle because it's not ours. Although we were encouraged to drive it like we would if it was, we mm-hmm. had to hold back a little bit just because I'd feel wrong.
Oh, yeah.
Second of all, that's in the video that we mentioned before that we... we'll re-release properly on March 16th for anybody wondering what that's about. So to answer the question...
Yes. You can turn traction control on and off because that's when you and I switched cars and I got into the yellow SS mm-hmm. and I had to turn traction control back on when I was driving. So...
Right.
Yes.
Yeah.
There's a button. It's in the center console right in front of the four-pack gauges.
Right next to the
cigarette lighter,
Jake Robb, yeah, SOB, or what did he call it?
It's kind of like a little switch. You pop it up, and
for the
cigarette lighter adapter, the auxiliary
port
power adapter, whatever
interface.
Yeah, but otherwise, yeah, it's just traction control. There's a button. You just push it.
Is it a push up and down button? Click click, or is it a slide left and right button? Or
that's up and down. Click click.
Okay.
Yep.
Because I didn't play with it.
Mm. Yep.
I did. Did listen to the audio system.
Yeah. Pretty sweet,
for
huh?
a factory system, it's on par with...
We had the XM kicking.
Yeah, Def Leppard. and now I can finally use this where it's relevant.
Def Leppard sucks!
No, actually, it sounded really good. For a factory system, and let's face it, you're not going to get anything but that in that car unless
That's
you
right.
do some real heavy-duty work.
Yep.
It was pretty good. Yeah. It was pretty good. What else? You know, we're talking about traction control, audio system, Stabilitrack, yeah. The gauge cluster, the driver information center was pretty cool. Real similar to a G8.
Yeah.
In fact, I drove a G8 just Tuesday or Wednesday for a few miles. I borrowed my buddies and I was comparing it to the Camaro.
Yeah.
And you can't. I mean, there's really no similarity. I mean, you think there would be, at least not in my opinion, but there's not.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, just not, no. Sorry.
So we got a prize to give away.
Yeah, we might as well, you know.
What do you got in the vault this week?
Well, that's funny, because that'll lead into our next thing.
Okay.
There's this company called High Tech Software, and I've bought their stuff before, and you might have even seen it out there. It's pretty cool. It's actually, I think, the only thing of its kind, to be honest with you. They do these CDs full of data and information, usually media and pictures and things, for all sorts of different cars.
Okay.
And one of the things, of course, they do is for the, among others, Chevrolet vehicles, is the Camaro. And they've got a release called the Camaro Anthology from 1967 to 2002. And it's pretty cool. It's a CD-ROM. It's got all these photographs. It's got over 700 photographs.
Damn.
Large and high resolution. It's got a screensaver, so you can cycle through the whole photo collection if you want one. Want a screensaver. Emblems and clip art and a slideshow and options and price lists and colors and engines and stats and scripts and like the lettering on the car and everything. And it even has... currently has 44 Camaro videos and television commercials, including, I thought this was a real cool surprise, my Bring on the Storm video was included into it. I didn't even know it was in there.
Oh, okay.
So I thought that was really, really cool. So what we did is we got a hold of them and said, hey, you know, send us a few, we'll give them away to our members here and our you know, site listeners, yeah. Our show listeners, I should say. And so they sent us a few. And so that's what the winner this week is going to get. They're going to get the Camaro Anthology. But there's more.
There's even more. Check this out. Not only is there the Anthology, but there's also the Camaro ads. Marketing of the Hugger 1967 through 2002. And it's officially licensed by Chevrolet.
Just like the Camaro Anthology.
Yep. You take a nostalgic journey back through the beginning of Camaro. See the very first Camaro. As it appeared in magazines back in 66?
Yeah, this is stuff that's really hard to find.
It goes all the way through 2002 with the 35th anniversary.
Cool.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, because there's really not a whole lot of ads out just yet. At least, they're just starting to trickle in. So it's pretty cool. So the winner is going to get both the Camaro ads CD-ROM and the Camaro Anthology CD-ROM.
Wow, this is a really good prize pack this week.
And we got to give it to the last caller.
Yeah.
I didn't catch his name though.
Yeah.
I'll have to go back and review the tapes. But listen,
send us a PM, send us an email.
Just send
us know
PM,
that you're the winner.
Yeah, with your mailing address, and I'll fire it out to you. Anybody wants to check these CDs out, there's a bunch of them. I mean, they got tons of series, Chrysler, Chevrolet Supersport, Chevrolet Nostalgia Years, Cadillac, American Muscle Cars. I mean, brochures and it just goes on and on. GTO, Harley Davidson, Jaguar, Lincoln. You name it, Mustang, Oldsmobile, it just keeps going and going. You got to check it out, htsoftware.com. All the CDs that I've ever used by these guys, they got a really nice interface, a nice installation program. It's pretty high quality stuff.
Yeah, it looks like it works from XP all the way to Vista, too.
Yeah, I had no problems installing it at any time. So, good stuff, and we appreciate High Tech Software for supplying those for us. And,
good deal.
And letting us give them away to you listeners out there. So, man, what's the time? Are we running late? Or are we doing all right?
We're doing okay.
We're doing pretty decent here. Speaking of cool Camaro stuff, I want to throw a mentioning. I haven't done this in a little while. Still got some Camaro Z28.com diecast Series 3 left, which is coincidentally just like the SEMA GS race car.
Yep.
It was just pure coincidence. I had no idea. So they're still available. Just check them out at CZ28store.com.
Okay.
And... I think, Chris, unless you had something else, we're just going to save a couple more voicemails for next week.
Yeah, let's do that.
And I guess I don't have anything else.
No,
I thought
give a shout out.
We did pretty good. Yeah. One final note. It's I'm very, very sad to report that yesterday, at least on Saturday, Paul Harvey had passed away.
Yeah, age 90.
And I had never intended to do any sort of audio broadcasting up until we started this podcast.
Yep.
But one thing I do remember very clearly is being a kid and my mom driving me to school once in a while and listening to Paul Harvey on the radio. And Paul Harvey just will certainly be missed in any journalism world.
Yep.
He was a pioneer and a landmark. So Here's to you, Paul Harvey.
Yep.
Good day.
Thanks for listening to the Camaro Z28.com podcast. If you have questions or comments for Chris and Jason, call our voicemail hotline, 586-486-3182. Or send your comments by email, webmasters@CamaroZ28.com. Once again, thank you for listening to Camaro Z28.com podcast. We'll see you next week.
Oh, gnarly!